road, people.
Blog Talk Radio.
Allison, Frodo, Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather. Uncensored and original, Rant Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
What's up, people? This is AMC Press Live, and we are live on Uncensored and Unfiltered as always. I am Toku, one of your masters of ceremonies, and our other master, Ms. Allison, is here as well. And we've got a corner peek and little troublemaker, Miss Shirley, in the call.
What's up?
And we're waiting for our magician to show up from her little coffin.
And there she is.
Hi, guys.
And Jenny's done again.
And we're supposed to be getting another one in tonight, our resident MJ fanatic.
Okay.
And I believe B-Money is supposed to be in too, so...
May I ask somebody a tech question before we get started on the rest of it?
Sure.
What is up with the bricked console? I'm reading this PS4 article that
that was going to be one of the stories I was going to get into today. So thank you for starting us off with that. Okay.
Well, I don't know what they mean by bricked console. I'm not into
explain that
just
while we go.
Okay.
I'll explain that, okay?
Okay.
I got you covered, okay? So, as Miss Janet just said, there's been some controversy this past weekend. As most of you know, the PS4 was released on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So people were playing them. There's a great number of the PS4s that have been bricking automatically after they install the first update. For those that don't know what that is, bricking is an electronics term for an update or a software glitch that makes it so that your new, lovely PS4
or
that you paid $500-plus bucks for is exactly as good as a piece of building material.
Wouldn't that also potentially happen for other electronic devices?
Yeah. It can happen to phones, it can happen to game consoles, it can happen to almost anything. The point is, when a console bricks, it becomes useless.
Oh.
Pretty much they're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been doing a little bit of investigation because I've been curious this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think I tracked down not just me, but a few other people have tracked down why these consoles are fucking up.
Probably called rushing them into production to be released too fast.
No, I don't think so. No. Actually, I'm going to make it very simple. Two simple words. Substandard manufacturing.
People don't have the knowledge to put things together?
Well, most of the bricks that have happened have come from one specific factory in China.
Hmm.
So, if that's an indicator... Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, people who have paid $500 for their brick, I'm sorry you had to spend so much money on your brick, but, you know, maybe you should have waited a few months.
That's what I do. I wait a few months.
I never get the new tech. If I was going to invest in a PS4, I wouldn't get it when it first came out. I wouldn't get it
Me
when
neither.
It first came out. I would wait about 4 or 5 months and then get it. Give them a chance to
wait.
I would wait a year or two. I'm sorry.
I would wait a year or two.
Yeah, that's about what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. So, for those that couldn't wait to get into the next generation of gaming, I hope you enjoy your brick.
It's going to take some time for them to get everything out.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, from what I'm hearing, it's going to take anywhere from 4 weeks to 3 months for new consoles to be shipped to the people who have bricks.
Yeah.
Where is it? There it is.
This is why I'm very much against that. I love gaming and all, but there's some that I feel like I'm going to stick with what I have. And to be honest, I don't game much. If you count what I have on my phone, that's not gaming. That's not hardcore gaming by any means.
Well, I'm more of a hardcore gamer, so if I didn't get a PS4 right away, you know to wait.
Yeah.
And besides, don't really like Microsoft and Sony houses.
Well, and then Sony just gave me a sour taste in my mouth.
Did I do that?
So, yeah. There is also some other tech news today that I want to get into. And I think we need to sound the sirens.
Alright, let me find it. Where are you? Hold on, I'm having trouble finding it. Hang on.
I think Allison knows exactly where I'm going.
Oh, I found it. Never mind.
Figures.
Head for the hills, y'all.
Mr. Apple and Mr. Madam Pinfook.
Uh-oh.
See, this is how well people on this show know me. The minute I mention Apple, someone says, uh-oh.
Yeah, Apple is kind of Tokyo's
So,
you know what? I just thought of something. The next time you say Apple, we should do this.
You are evil, Shirley.
Well, I know.
So,
could you overdo it with the sound?
Not as evil as Toku, but you are evil.
Please not overdo it with the sound. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. I know. I just want to do it that one time, that's all.
So, for those that don't know, Samsung and Apple are in court again because Apple got a fucking corn cob the size of the Eiffel Tower stuck up their rectal cavity again. Okay. They're suing Samsung for God knows what now. I don't give a fuck. To me, at least in this person's eyes, this suit of Samsung from Samsung to Apple or Apple to Samsung is just getting to the point where you're not trying to protect your patent. You're acting. Now, for those that have seen Pokemon, the original series of the anime, there's an episode that I'm thinking about right now that comes to mind. And this one Pokemon just comes to mind as being Apple. Like, so. Does anyone remember the episode of Pokemon where the Mantis stole Ash's hat and would not give Ash's hat?
Oh, it's been too long. I can't remember.
Oops. Oh, yeah.
Johnny?
Hey, sorry.
Okay, do you remember how that thing looked when it started thrashing about?
Yeah.
There's Apple right now. That's Apple. They're a bunch of little fucking idiot bitches who are crying over nothing. That being said, if you have a problem with me, Apple, comparing you to a Pokemon, you can kiss my ass because it's my opinion. And in my opinion, you're suing these companies that are distributing Android and suing especially Samsung. Suing the shit out of Samsung just because, oh, they have a better product than you? I'm sorry. Go away. You started, well, you didn't start it, but you popularized the smartphones. Okay? I don't deny your entries into the system. I don't deny the fact that you did well. But now you think that you own all smartphones? No.
I can't say it, but they're going to be starting a monopoly.
Yeah, we're starting to get into the range where you're becoming the asshole from the Monopoly game who tries to take over every property, no matter how much it costs. You know who I'm talking about, right, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that jerk, you play against that tries to take every single property will buy everything even if they have no money left.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what you're reminding me of. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because you are doing this, you're trying to make yourself out to be the only smartphone people in the world. You're making more enemies than you're making friends.
And
this
is the best way for people to... I look at it as a status symbol. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
I could care less. I have an Android. I have an iPhone. Yes, I like some of the Apple products.
I've got my iPod Classic. I'm sticking to it. I ain't changing it. I don't want an iPad. I don't want an iPhone. No offense to you, Allison.
I'm sorry, but personally,
I see Motorola Razr M and then the Samsung Galaxy Tab 2. I could tell you right now, I'm a power user. Yes, I like to use it a lot. Hold on, you guys.
Okay, so here's a little bit of food for thought for people, okay?
All right.
I've told people this many times. I will never own anything.
Mm-hmm.
You will never see me own an iPhone, an iPod, an iPad, none of that bullshit. Okay? And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you ever see posted via iOS on my Facebook feed, question me.
Okay.
Because it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, however, I just don't think Apple stuff is really that impressive, to be honest. I mean, yeah, I do not mind macOS, but I will never buy a Macintosh computer. Now, do you understand what I mean? I will build a Hackintosh before I buy a Macintosh.
Oh, we actually have a caller that just called into the phone. Her name's Miranda, and she's coming on right now. Hi, Miranda.
Cool.
Welcome to AMC Press.
All right.
Good evening.
Welcome, Miranda, to AMC Press Live.
What do you think about this whole Apple trying to become a monopoly?
Oh, she dropped.
Okay.
Oh.
Maybe she was
you
on
can
the wrong show.
Well, she wants to try and call back in. She can.
Yep.
But,
we're still here.
But that being said, with me personally not liking Apple, if you like Apple, I'm not worried about it. As long as you don't try and force me to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
fine, that's fine.
I will say that Macintosh does have some good, cool new things that come out every so often. And I give credit where credit is due.
I think Apple and Macintosh, they're more for those who are in the entertainment business.
Yep.
Those who need it.
Yep. So, also tonight, we have to make mention of something, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, for those that have been hiding under a rock, which if you lived in the Midwest, I don't blame you for hiding under a rock.
Luckily.
Yesterday, the Midwest got slammed by tornadoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a friend who lives in Peoria, 12 miles away from the Washington tornado, and she dodged that bullet, like, really luckily.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to mention that one of our co-hosts' towns did not dodge the bullet.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Our co-host and good friend Heather lives in a little town in Indiana. I'm not going to give out the town's name.
Right.
But the town did get hit by a tornado. Now, she's saying that the reports were EF0. I looked into the reports, and me in the capacity of which I am, which is an amateur meteorologist, someone who knows a little bit and can get by,
mm-hmm.
looking at the reports, I have to disagree with EF0 and say, for me, myself, my opinion, that the tornado that went through her town was an EF1 bare minimum.
Oh,
okay.
God. Glad she's okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she didn't personally get affected, but, you know, she did. She lives in the town, and so I'm glad to see that she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we give her our best as a show and as friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it was an EF1.
Yeah. But I know Larry Kinney had posted today about, you know, he's got some family and friends in Illinois, and he said that he just about heard from all of them. They're all fine.
Well, that's good. And for those that don't know, we did have Larry Kinney on the show once. He is the voice mm-hmm. of Rhino and Claudius from the new Thundercats and a few Power Rangers monsters, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to hear that his family's okay. Sadly, mm-hmm. though, we do have to report that eight people died.
Mm-hmm.
You have probably seen the footage of the gentleman
yeah.
was filming the tornado through his window. And at the same time, you hear him reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep.
Well, I went to the end of that article. I saw that article, and I went to the end of it. And some of the comments I were reading, and they were saying how selfish he was praying for himself. And somebody said what they didn't hear at the beginning of the video was, you hear him say, I hope these people will be, the people in the neighborhood will be safe. And they started saying the Lord's Prayer. And you know what? That tornado had to be bad. If this one guy, he says, I'm an atheist and I prayed too.
Wow.
So you know that tornado mm-hmm. had to be bad.
Yeah.
And I just want to say the tornado that struck in Washington, Illinois, was
mm-hmm.
pretty powerful from what I'm hearing. It was an EF4. For those that
yes,
don't understand... For those that don't understand what I mean by EF, it's part of what's called the Enhanced Fujita Scale. And basically, mm-hmm. there used to be a scale just called the Fujita Scale. And for many years, it was the de facto standard because we had no other way to measure the strength of a tornado. Now, the EF scale still works the same way. It looks at the damage. But they changed it up because they did a little bit of work and got some sensors inside of a tornado or something and found out that the actual wind speed is lower to produce those effects. So what used to be a 300-mile-per-hour tornado is now a 280. So go figure.
My mom is thinking of moving somewhere else.
Hey, Shirley.
Yeah.
How would you like to move to Iowa?
I think I'll pass. I like it down here. Of course, you know, but the fact of the matter is, no matter where in the world you are, you're not going to be safe from every natural disaster, because where you are, you've got the blizzards, tornadoes, flooding. Me, I've got tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding.
Hey, I wonder if Janet would like to come to Iowa.
No, thank you. No, thank you, Toku. I'm perfectly happy coping with the... I am perfectly happy coping with the Haboob dust storms.
Okay, Johnny, you want to do some storm chasing?
It sounds like a throw, but I don't think I'd do it.
Oh, come on. I can't. I'll make sure I'm trained.
Sure. Let's just go with that.
What?
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
You think I'm kidding? I'm going to get trained. I'm going to become a weather spotter.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you will, too.
Go with that.
I'll do it, too.
Yeah.
I will do it.
Yeah, well, let's get out of the tornado bit, because this next one, let's just say, you've probably heard by now, butterball turkeys are having a bit of a shortage issue.
You know.
Yeah, the time for Americans to clean out some fridge space before Thanksgiving may have come a little early this year. Butterball, the U.S.'s top maker of the Thanksgiving turkeys, is having some problems delivering the bigger birds to stores around the country. The company told retailers that their orders for fresh turkeys 16 pounds and bigger have been cut by 50%, according to a press release from Big Y, a grocery chain in Massachusetts and Connecticut. Butterball, which produces around 20% of the U.S.'s turkeys, and 1.3 billion, as in B, billion pounds of turkey meat a year, has confirmed in an emailed statement that there may be limited availability on some larger sizes of fresh turkeys, and that shortage is nationwide. This is a big worry because 16 pounds is the average weight of turkeys eaten at Thanksgiving, which 88% of U.S. households celebrate, according to EatTurkey.com, an industry site. According to Butterball's handy calculator, a 16-pound turkey would feed a dinner party of 6 adults and 6 children. Mind you, that doesn't mean there'll be no big turkeys to be had. It's only fresh turkeys from Butterball that are affected. The company sells frozen ones, too, and there are several other manufacturers who will be only too delighted to fill the gap. What might be more reason for panic than a turkey shortage is what's causing it. We've experienced a decline in weight gains on some of our farms, causing a limited availability of large, fresh turkeys, said Butterball's statement. Translation, its turkeys aren't growing as fast as they used to.
Well, I actually like to see someone make a turducken this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My dad from my brother's birthday got a turducken.
Well, the way that article was leading, Shirley, I thought it was going to be a shortage, period.
No, it's just the bird 16 pounds and larger.
I think I heard that Janet wants to make a turducken this year.
My aunt is actually going to be frying our turkey, so it should be fun. Oh. Yeah, I'm just kind of right now, I'm just kind of relaxing and getting ready for next week. Fun. I won't be here for my day, so anyone is in 2 weeks, so I'm happy.
Spare me to the tofurkey.
You know what? I think turkey Johnny is a turducken.
I was about to say, turkey's not supposed to be out of tofu.
Remember how we were discussing how the passenger got kicked off the plane last week?
The blind man with his dog.
Behind him. The passengers rallied behind him, which was so amazing. He is that huge in my book. Major pop applause to all those who
showed for him.
That was kicked off because of his dog, his guide dog.
Yeah, and quite honestly, people need to, I think the airlines need to stop having such a freaking corn cob stuck up their butt about that shit. I mean, It's a fucking guide dog, for God's sake. It's not a fucking wolf.
It's not a snake.
I mean, gee whiz.
It's not a snake. I'm sure It's not like the guy was getting brought on a snake onto the plane. Yes,
oh,
I know.
I got one there, Allison. It's not like the guy brought in a. It's not like the guy brought in a tank full of live arachnids, fully poisoned.
Okay. That's all I need to hear.
Spiders are plain, but the makers of snakes are plain.
So, what would you say about that? Having a bunch of scorpions and spiders on a plane.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I think I will be the first one off the plane.
I'd be the second.
I'd be the one to pull out a fucking I'd be the motherfucker to pull out a fucking flamethrower. Goodbye.
Granted, that might, that could potentially work, but I really don't. But this kind of screams out bad news. Like, if you're really trying to do that, might not be the best idea.
Yeah, so, true.
And that's a little bit crazy. First of all,
close that window.
And I mean that with all the respect in the world.
It's chilly out there.
I know that I had a story about.
Go ahead, Allison.
I'm just trying to look. So many of them I found. I found a story via benswan.com about another abuse case, except this person is from Bucks County in Pennsylvania.
Ah, oh, I see it. I'm sorry, I somehow got disconnected.
What?
Apparently, a 14-year-old was tased in his face. This is just posted today. And the link is in the chat room, and boy. I'm going to read you a portion of the article.
That's in my neck of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There was a picture that was released through the teenager's mother. The mother is demanding an investigation into the officers who arrested the teen. And she says that the picture speaks 1,000 words. William was arrested on Tuesday in Walmart. He and his 19-year-old cousin, Jordan, not going to say the last name, if you want to find out more, go on to the link. They were arrested for shoplifting. It was stated that the police caught the 14-year-old before he ran away, and they could not put him in the cruiser. So they yelled warnings at the teen. And he was cheering for his safety, so they fired a stun gun.
Sorry.
You're cool.
Hey, of course there's one thing me and Johnny can discuss, too, if you guys want.
Sure.
So me and Johnny last night, anyway. Johnny, what we did. So last night, me and Johnny were experimenting, and there's been a recent find in Pokemon.
Ooh.
Now we have a program that we can load into our computer and actually see every stat about Pokemon. Every single stat from your regular to your detailed to your hidden, everything.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Isn't that right, Johnny?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Me and him were talking, and we discovered overall my Pokemon are a lot stronger than his. Am I right, Johnny?
Yeah.
One of his was pretty impressive, though. So, yeah.
Probably the one I got over GameStop.
For those that are interested in doing it, search smogen.net, smogen.net, for a program called InstaChat. Basically, it'll produce a separate Wi-Fi hotspot for your computer to use. For your computer to become, okay? And you connect your 3DS through that hotspot, and the InstaCheck program looks at all the Pokemon on you put through your training interface. It can also be used to tell what you're going to get from a Wonder Trade before you actually get it.
Oh, cool.
Me, I'd like to throw across the window. I don't know if it's in one screen.
What do you guys think about that disgraced mayor from
Toronto?
Yes.
Guy's a nutcase. Plain and simple.
Do you want my honest opinion?
Shoot.
Sure.
We need more mayors like him.
In your dreams?
At least it would make city council meetings funny.
It's true.
And be fun as hell.
What the hell else can this guy do?
Oh, I know
we
what
could
he
at least
do.
Say that the third time is the charm for Mr.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Third time is the charm, in my opinion, especially with since he kind of
we have to say allegedly, but
yes.
I just want to say, hey, Mr. Zimmerman, when are you and Bubba going to get acquainted?
Yikes.
I think this is all the stories.
Can I read the article since I'm the one that found it?
I found it,
sure.
Too.
Okay,
did you find it first or second?
Did you find it first or second?
I don't know.
Because I tend to not to look down when I post articles. I just find...
I'm aware.
Okay.
You just go ahead.
Let me see if I can find it again. If I can't find the one, that one, I got the one where the white supremacist that was trying to start his own community in that South North Dakota neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find the one that, the other one, George Zimmerman.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Pump the brakes, everyone. Pump those fucking brakes.
Hold up.
Oh, God. This is becoming out of control. Just a tad.
Hey, we're just having fun.
I posted the article about the Canadian mayor.
Makes me wonder what they're giving the Canadians.
Oh, here's one. Come on for you, Toku. I don't have to read this. This guy, he did not like his ex-wife very well. So he buys a house next to her and puts up a statue. Not just any statue. It is a statue of a giant middle finger. And he has it where his wife can see it. He has his where his ex-wife can see it. And he also has spotlights on it at night.
Oh, God.
Okay. Where?
Oh, I know where I post down. Oopsies, I didn't post them.
All right, but can you imagine being his ex-wife and looking out your window and seeing that 24/7?
I know if I was his ex-wife, I would be questioning his motives. I'm going to post up the AMC press one since I did post it, so then you could just follow the exact link that I posted from ABC Link is right on there.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. I put the ABC Link into it as well. So
okay.
Thinking it.
Okay, George Zimmerman has been arrested again. He was acquitted of the murder of Trayvon Martin. Spelled it wrong, whoever did that article. This isn't the first time
that's how it's spelled.
Okay. This isn't the first time he has been in the news. George Zimmerman has been arrested on aggravated assault. The alleged victim informed police that the indecent occurred at the home they both shared. This news was first reported by ABC News. Indecent. It's supposed to be incident. They spelled it indecent.
Sorry. I believe Lola was on.
Now, I agree with you, Toku. When is Bubba going to be able to pay him a visit?
I believe Lala's on.
Hey, Lala.
Hello.
Hi, Lala.
Yo, Lala.
Apparently, I committed a oopsie on the blog.
Oh, well. As long as you don't make a habit of it. How you doing, Lala?
It was just
hey, Lala.
And it just came up.
So, what kind of trouble are we causing for Lala today?
You're late, Lala.
Hey, look, like I said, I'm sorry.
At least she made it here. At least she made it.
Unlike another one. Well, I have to be honest, guys. I was sick for the past couple of weeks. I'm feeling better. Just got out the shower. Mainly, I just got in after when you guys were talking about Mr. You-Know-Who, who's been in the news recently.
Oh, yeah.
So mainly, I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say on him. Mainly, the only thing I'm going to say is I hope he gets the book thrown at him this time and let him be stayed in jail.
Yeah,
they
let Bubba pay him a visit.
Like I said, Lashana, I wonder how Bubba will like him.
He'll be having fun
that's
with him.
That's your opinion. Let me. It's your opinion.
I've got this. It's a video link. I got it off of Yahoo. That asshole mayor and that guy up in Canada, the council. You know, the city council member. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford got into a verbal altercation with members of the public during a heated Come on, not this.
Basically,
anyway,
he's being an idiot.
Got in an argument. Verbal altercation with members of the public during a heated council meeting, at one point knocking over a woman councillor. The Toronto City Councillor later voted to strip him of many of his legislative powers.
Good.
Now, maybe that's one step closer to kicking him off the council.
Yeah.
But he has been like acting like an ass for weeks.
No.
Yeah, thank
you. He may be acting like an ass, but you kind of got a question. Why?
He's just a bully who is used to having his own friggin' way, in my opinion.
If that's the case, then he deserves to lose all this power. But I have a feeling that there's something missing from this. Now, I'm not saying it for sure. I'm not saying I support what he does. No, 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 no. But what I'm saying is I have a feeling somehow that the council member he's pissed at did something. I mean, why the fuck would anyone flip out like this idiot?
You know, I don't know either.
Do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Why would anyone do what this guy's doing without some kind of reason?
I really don't know. But
exactly.
He needs mental help.
He needs help. Don't get me wrong. I'm not supporting him. I'm not agreeing with what he's doing. No, 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 no. What I'm saying is, I feel there's something missing from this story, and the quicker we get what's missing, the better off we can figure out what it is, what's going on. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because honestly, I don't think anyone in their right mind would do something like this without a reason. That's just me, though.
Excuse me. I really don't know.
There's motives behind everything, too.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of what I want to... That's kind of what I want to... hear and understand is why. That's the really big question with me. Why? And I'm not, and like I said, I don't support his actions. No, they're wrong. But you just, it helps to explain away what. Yeah.
This just doesn't happen out of the clear blue either.
Exactly. Exactly. There ain't no way this just happened for no fucking reason.
It's like, are you trying to... Someone is obviously trying to piss him off, and when people are going to have their own downfalls, in my opinion, you have to be careful.
You have to.
It's like somebody knows what buttons to push to piss them off.
Mm-hmm. It won't surprise me, but it still is wrong.
And like I said, if people disagree with what I'm saying, that's their prerogative. But in my opinion, I just want to see what's going on. I really do.
I think that he needs. He does, in my opinion, by the way he's acting, we may not know all the facts, but if he's having some, if he's doing drugs and he's openly admitting to it, he needs to go to rehab. That's first and foremost. It's not like we're...
Right. And I agree with that. I agree with that, Allison.
Oh, I know. And anything, how can he run anything if he is not sober?
Mm-hmm.
Sobriety comes first in my book. That's it.
Yeah.
Being sober definitely will help him in the long run.
Right.
Well, at least I got entertainment news for all of y'all, and you're going to be seeing What the Fuck in a few moments.
Okay, shoot.
Namely, TMZ reported that Sylvester Stallone made a racial slur. And mainly they have it on tape, and I'm not, you know, going to say the full word, but mainly they caught him saying the N-word.
That's not good.
Even a female black reporter asked him why the racial slurs. He didn't say nothing. He just walked away.
That's not good. That's low in my book. I'm sorry, but...
And take a look at Alec Baldwin. He did the same thing, but he made a gay slur.
Yep. And now his show's temporarily off the air on MSNBC.
Yep, and now he's going... Now he's home. They just reported that he is screaming out of his hotel room and just saying every darn thing, and he got into a freaking accident hitting somebody's car. I don't know which car, but that boy is...
Makes me glad I decided against my career of being a TV star.
In my opinion, I think sometimes fame gets to people's heads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like how I know a Shirley report about Justin Bieber getting booger.
Speaking of him, I know this will get Toku's attention.
Wait, his music is expensive because it's my ears.
This will get his attention. Mainly, he was throwing a party full with naked chicks, had Chris Brown and Floyd Mayweather there, and mainly he was making it rain.
Was he doing what I think that means?
No, what? Mainly he was throwing a party and he invited full of strippers.
Making it rain, okay. I thought he was doing something rude.
And also, he could be getting in some trouble in Argentina.
Here's what I gotta say. This little fucking pissant that has so many fucking fans. He makes me wonder, why the fuck do people like him when he's doing this shit? Why?
I have to be honest, Toku. I liked him when they first discovered him. He was all nice and sweet. And there was one video I found that he hugged like a little 3-year-old because she was a fan of Justin Bieber. But now since he's getting to his little teen years,
he's going to be 20, so he's an adult now, not a teen anymore.
Well, mainly since he's full adult, he won't be fully adult till he's 21. But mainly, there's nothing I could say for Justin Bieber. Mainly, his music is all right. It's just his character is not what I'm liking right now. I mean, his character just went downhill.
LaShawna.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
LaShawna. Did you just say his music is all right?
Mainly it's all right, but this is just me. It is okay, but now it's just bleh.
His music is repetitive garbage. It's been repetitive garbage since day one. His most famous song, the first song that he came out with, the first song that put him on the fucking map, said the same fucking word 50 fucking times. That's not music. That's mimicking. That's mimicry.
That's drivel.
Stupid.
Crap.
I'm sorry, LaShawna.
No offense. I ain't taking it. I ain't a Bieber fan. It's just, like I said, his music, mainly his music, just needs improvement.
A lot.
And
his music is repetitive drivel. That's what it is. It's repetitive drivel.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it.
Bieber on my playlist, question me.
Yeah, but do we have to hear the word baby, 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 baby about what? 200 times in that song or something like that?
Mm-hmm. That's my problem.
I kind of look at that song to be like, when it came on, I was like, okay, listen to it. But then when my sister got the CD, I was kind of happy her CD broke. That's that.
I'm not offended.
I'm past the age of teeny bopper music. Thank you.
I have to be honest. He lost my respect when he peed in that darn bucket.
At least he
lost my respect when he decided that he was going to be a little bitch.
Do I hear what I have to say about him? Yes, I like pop music, but him? I don't consider him a pop artist. I consider him just a wannabe who has no class. And you guys are going
to
love this.
He doesn't have class, and he's proved it.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Usher's coattails.
Young woman. She's younger than me. She's apparently has a CD coming out. I'm going to give you a little exclusive.
Okay.
Let's just say she's going to be a country starter, and her mommy and daddy helped her to meet Taylor Swift and all that other. And this is a local mm-hmm. person. I myself, when I seen her in like local variety shows that are for the community, once I saw her and once I found out that she was going to be in the industry and knowing that her parents kind of never really gave her a childhood, I'm going to give her a year or less because the entertainment industry, well, in my opinion, would eat her off. I don't care. This young girl, she's going to be going on tour. She's a part of the CMAs. All well and good. But
good.
I met her personally, and I know of her family because they're local. Let's just say, you know how people kind of are arrogant and think that they're high and mighty?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very social. Always been growing up. I would talk with her, and I said, I've done this, and this. They came out saying, oh, we met Taylor Swift. It's like, oh, pin a fucking rose on you. Grow up, and once you're in the real world, enjoy yourself, and I hope you make it. But if you don't. If you fall on your face, and if she gets into drugs and whatever, too bad, so sad. I could give a shit. And this is someone that I've known. I've actually spoke with her. I would not support her. I would support those who've been in the business longer
guys,
than her that are not
seconds.
An arrogant bitch.
Oh, we...
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's
all...
my opinion.
Damn.
That's my opinion on her.
So, as always, follow us on itsmyurls.com/AMCPress. Make sure to listen to us on Stitcher if you ever miss an episode. And, Allison, you want to finish it?
No. I'm done with my little rant because I just want to put that out there. There's some people in the industry that really shouldn't be. No offense.
Okay, then. Janet?
Home, James. Now. Allison, Frodo, Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather.
Uncensored and original. Only Rand Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
Night, guys.
Tomorrow.
Be safe tomorrow, everybody. Bye.
Going out.
Bye.